بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 4th, 2023. There are a few other things, but unfortunately, I cannot go into detail about them. One is the issue of hijab. Hijab is obligatory in the religious laws. It is a religious law. It is a religious obligation. There is no doubt about the hijab being obligatory. Everyone must know this. Now, they may raise doubts about whether or not the hijab is necessary. But no, there is no doubt about it. It is a religious obligation that must be observed. However, those who do not fully observe the hijab should not be accused of being religious or against the revolution. No.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I've said this before. There was a time during one of my trips to other provinces where I mentioned this in a gathering with a number of religious scholars. Some scholars had gathered there. I said, why do you make accusations against certain individuals sometimes? This woman, for example, who has exposed some of her hair, is often referred to as having bad hijab. This should be called inadequate hijab instead. Her hijab is inadequate. Why do you accuse such people? When I came into this city, a large crowd came to greet me. Perhaps at least one-third of the crowd was made of such women. They were shedding tears. You cannot say they are against the revolution. How can you say they are against the revolution when they come forward with this kind of enthusiasm and eagerness, and they take part in certain religious or revolutionary ceremonies? They are our own children. They are our daughters. I've repeated this on numerous occasions during the Eid al-Fitr prayers, in the Eid al-Fitr sermon, or in the ceremonies that are held in the month of Ramadan on the Qadr nights. I've seen pictures of this. I could not go there, but I would be shown pictures, and there were women who were covered in different ways in these ceremonies and were shedding tears. I envy them for shedding tears like that. I tell myself that I wish I could shed tears like that girl or that young woman. How can you make accusations against such a person? Yes, not observing the hijab properly or having inadequate form of hijab is not the right thing to do, but this does not mean that we should exclude these individuals from religion.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things reminded me